vulnerable was an article by James Keenan, who is a major professor of moral theology at Boston College. And vulnerable people are those who are able to hear the call of the others who are in distress. Being vulnerable is not about anything but being available to those who are in distress. It means having the capacity to be wounded for the other, to be sensitive to the distress of the other. So in the parable of the Good Samaritan, who is the vulnerable one? The vulnerable one is the one who shows mercy, who is sensitive to the distress of the man who has been beaten and robbed. Now, the two people who passed by, the priest and the Levite, were considered invulnerable. They were beyond being wounded by the sight of the distress of this man who had been beaten and robbed. So before any decision that we make, the question comes up, are we capable of response? We're talking about our own capability to respond. The two people who walked by the wounded man and didn't stop, they were not evil people. In fact, they were very religious people. Perhaps they were just wrapped up in themselves. And that's why they couldn't respond. So our meditation is one way of just unwrapping our self-preoccupation. I find when I am wrapped up in myself, when I am upset about something or I find that those times it's very hard to get into a meditation. So that's what the Anga does, I think, that's gently unwrap us from our many concerns. Even trying too hard. And I accept whatever comes. I say this from my own experience. I've done myself a lot of damage simply trying too hard. It never helped. When I relaxed and wasn't thinking of Zen at all, things worked much better. So let's sit for a while.